Now, this raised eyebrows yesterday. Footage emerged from inside Hillsong's youth summer camp event in Newcastle. You may have seen some of the footage. Hundreds of people were seen singing, dancing and partying. What makes Hillsong followers or the Hillsong organisation separate to the rest of us? They weren't wearing masks. They weren't social distancing. Critics likened it to a music festival, called it out as a double standard. It so is. This event sparked mass outrage amongst people across the state, especially those in the entertainment and music industry who are currently banned from performing. Now, Brad Hazzard, the New South Wales Health Minister, slammed the event, which he deemed is in breach of public health orders. State health authorities ordered Hillsong to immediately stop singing and dancing at the event, even though new health orders brought into effect last week allow religious gatherings to go ahead. This Hillsong event doesn't cut it. It's not a religious gathering. They may be religious people, but that's about it. The health minister says this situation goes against the spirit and intent of the order, which is in place to keep the community safe. Now, Hillsong has decided to defend the large event this morning, claiming that it isn't similar to a music festival in any way. Well, you could have fooled me from the video. They say that these bigger outdoor gatherings are only a small part of each service. Officials from the religious group also confirmed they follow strict COVID protocols and mainly hold outdoor recreational activities during these camps. I tell you what, just look at the video and you'll know why that sounds so stupid. It isn't a good look for Hillsong and they've got to fall in line with the rest of us. It is 7:15. This is Chris Smith for Ben Fordham.